Hey guys, we really need your help here. We've had a friend that's been involved in a hit and run accident over the weekend. The culprit's got away and we're actually looking for him, so here's footage of the accident. Let's get down to it, hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Nah, guys, we're only kidding. Collection 7 drops tomorrow night.
Collection 7, and that friend who got away and got hit and run was poor old James Seguiaro getting absolutely pole-axed, because not only does our rugby league expert on a Thursday call the shots there at Parramatta, but he's also a fashion genius with his own label. Seventh collection comes down. Corey Norman joins us on the line. G'day, Corey.
Morning, boys. How are
we? Jeez, you can always laugh at someone else getting crunched, can't you?
No, it was a good little laugh, actually.
Yeah,
he didn't miss it, did he?
No, he didn't. By the way, he's playing pretty good, James.
Yeah, he is. I thought he played outstanding on the weekend. He really turned around for the Sharks there.
Just tell us about your label, mate. It is Collection 7 coming down. How's it all going?
Yeah, no, it's going really well. We've grown so much over the last 18 months. It's amazing to see. Yeah, it's pleasing.
How are TK and I looking at, mate?
Oh, he's looking outstanding.
is there something coming our way?
I've got...
We can promote it if you send us something.
We'll see.
Oh, it's not forthcoming.
No, he's not. He's not too up front. Mate, let's go through. First, I want to talk about, I don't know whether you've seen it, mate, but Nine News last night with Danny Widler, Brad Fittler, having a chat with Danny, and Brad was very bullish about Mitchell Moses in the halves for New South Wales in the Origin series, which is a little bit of a shock because obviously you guys are struggling at Parramatta.
Yeah, well, that's the first I've heard of it, and I think Freddie's worked with him, in the World Cup, and must hold him in high regard. So if Freddie thinks he can get the job done, well, that's, Freddie's choice. So no doubt if Mitch gets the opportunity, I'm sure he'll put his best foot forward.
Well, you play with him week in, week out. What are his attributes and why would he be a success for New South Wales?
I think he's a very talented player, first of all. And, when he gets his running game right, he's very dangerous. And, he can see the game unfolding really well as well. So, I think it all comes back to his running game. When he's running, he's very dangerous, Mitch.
You guys must have been gutted last weekend, Corey, after the game. And I saw some scenes in the dressing shed. Some players were sort of distraught.
Tearing up.
Was that a recognition that the season's over?
Oh, no, we're not looking at that. It's just out of frustration. We're very passionate and, we keep losing and it's on our own fault, Like, we're doing just, silly mistakes at silly times and we're just hurting ourselves. And I think after the game, everyone's just so devastated because we're sick of, just handing games to teams.
Do you know, Corey, how full of praise everybody was for Brad Arthur and the Parramatta Eels, how you lost those competition points, but, against all that sort of adversity, you guys kept lifting and playing well, basically on a weekly basis. Do you think that took more out of the club than you thought? And, is it coming back to bite or is that just an excuse?
No. That's got absolutely nothing to do with it. Like I've said previous weeks, we've had one of the best pre-seasons here I've ever been involved with. Everything's gone so well and that's the frustrating part. It's just not there at the moment and it's so hard to put your finger on what it is. And we've sat down so many times to find out what needs to make us tick this year and we just haven't found it this year.
Your chairman, Max Donnelly, said this week that, the culture. Mitch Moses said the culture's okay. What is the culture like at Parramatta?
And again, I think it's the best it's ever been. We've had a previous years, we've been in trouble off field and all that kind of stuff. And I think this is the best we've ever, been culture-wise around the club. And again, that's why it's so frustrating because people are coming out talking about our culture and we've worked so hard over the last couple of years to build, you know, a winning culture around here and a good culture. And at the moment, we're just all, you know, we're all throwing that away at the moment.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't help, though, Corey. Say, Kenny Edwards, who's been involved with your footy club at the moment, he won't be playing on the weekend against the Warriors because he's got issues off that football field. Does that go back to culture, or that's just an incident?
That's an incident. You know, we can't, you know, change what Kenny's done. You know what I mean? That's on Kenny. It's not like everyone's doing that. You know what I mean? So that's a decision Kenny's made, and that's what he's done. You can't put that back to the culture here. Absolutely not.
Righto. Some positives then, Corey. What can we expect from Parramatta against the Warriors?
We need to be aggressive for one. You know, we need a good start. I think our last couple of weeks our starts have been very poor. And we're just letting the team, you know, get a jump on us, and we can't afford to do that against the Warriors. You know, even though they got beat by a fair bit last week, I think it took, you know, the Roosters 60 minutes to crack them, kind of thing, for the game to open up. So we need to start this week and just get back to playing footy.
Yeah, it looks like Isaac Luke's been named, but he's got that dodgy shoulder. Sean Johnson hasn't been named. So, you know, that backs to the wall. You're desperate for a victory. You could get the Warriors.
Yeah, look, Sean Johnson's a massive loss for them. But, Isaac Luke's a good inclusion for him. He's so dangerous around the ruck. So, we've got to start with him and look after him and hopefully we can do that.
Corey, looking through your squad, I've noticed that 20 and 21, Jamin Salmon and Ray Stone. A couple of young guys that have been highly regarded in the Parramatta system. Will they get a start, or are they just named there in case something happens?
Yeah, I think it's more if something happens, to be honest. And a bit of experience too, maybe. That'll be good for them.
Yeah, because they're pretty
promising.
Talented players. Yeah, young Salmon. He's a half 5'8", so you don't want him sort of coming into the team, do you?
Yeah, last week he put absolute clinic on in
cups,
so I told him to settle down.
Go easy, young fella.
You got plenty of time,
Corey. You've been involved in the Queensland emerging team squads around the likes of a Cameron Smith. Were you totally surprised by his decision, and what impact do you think it'll have on Queensland?
Yeah, I was very shocked. The way he's playing this year, looks like he could go around again. But that's the decision he's made, and I think it's more the leadership and the experience and all that kind of stuff that, you know, that's really going to, you know, hurt Queensland that he's not there, because he's got a ton of it, and you know, you need them in those kind of games.
Yeah, it was a surprise to everyone. Corey, we wish you all the best this weekend, mate, against the Warriors. Hopefully the Eels will get the 2 points and kickstart their season, and hopefully you can go on a run of 6 or 7 wins, which you definitely need. But thanks for joining us again this morning, mate.
Cheers, boys. Thank you.